This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he's offered mercenaries from the Wagner private military company to keep serving as a single unit under the same officer. Putin met with them 5 days after the group's abortive revolt last month that posed the most serious threat to his 23-year rule amid the war in Ukraine. Putin made his latest remarks to the business daily Kommersant, which published the story on Friday. He described a Kremlin event attended by 35 Wagner commanders, including Yevgeny Prigozhin, on June 29th. He talked to them about their actions in Ukraine, their mutiny, and that he denounced an act of treason in a televised address to the nation and offered them various options of future service. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met China's top diplomat to discuss thorny issues as part of efforts to nurture talks on the sidelines of regional diplomatic meetings in Indonesia. United States officials said Blinken stressed the importance of maintaining peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait and raised unspecified concerns by Washington and its allies over China's actions. The late Thursday meeting with Wang Yi, who also heads the ruling Communist Party Central Commission for Foreign Affairs in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta, is part of efforts to maintain open channels of communication and reduce the risk of misperception and miscalculation. Amid a freeze in military-to-military contacts, China is accusing the United States of militarizing outer space a day after it protests the passage of a Navy P-8A Poseidon anti-submarine aircraft through the Taiwan Strait. The Chinese Defense Ministry spokesperson said the actions, including the establishment of the Space Force as the newest branch of the military. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz expressed optimism that support for far-right parties that's been surging in the polls lately will shrink to previous levels again by the time of the next national election in 2025. The far-right Alternative for Germany party received 10.3% of the vote in the last national election in 2021. That is a slight decline from 2017, when it got 12.6% in the wake of the European migration crisis. Recent polls have shown support for the party, known by its German acronym AfD, at around 20%, and it's ahead of Scholz's center-left Social Democrats. Scholz has told reporters in Berlin Friday that he is quite confident that AfD will not perform much differently at the next federal election than it did in the last. South Africa has deployed the army and four of its provinces after at least 21 trucks carrying goods were set on fire on national roads in various parts of the country since last weekend. As of Friday, authorities have not established a motive for the attacks. It's also unclear if they're connected, but the police minister said that there is a possibility that there is a campaign of economic sabotage against South Africa. South Africa is also bracing for unrest over a court ruling Thursday that former President Jacob Zuma should not have been released from jail on medical parole. More than 350 people died in a wave of protests when Zuma was first sent to jail in 2021. Britain's health security agency says that measles vaccination rates in parts of London have dropped so low that the capital could see tens of thousands of cases of the rash-causing disease. The agency said on Friday that although the risk of outbreak across the UK is low, the current levels of immunization in London suggest that a measles outbreak of between 40 and 160,000 cases could occur. UK officials said people aged 19 to 25 were particularly high risk of catching measles, noting that many of them may have missed vaccinations following spurring allegations made by the British physician Andrew Wakefield that the MMR vaccine was linked to autism. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.